The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. Today, as we said already, we are on the first Sunday of Lent. And in the beginning, Dawn was introducing us about the RCIA program that we will be having later, the sending of our catechumens. So speaking about that, the whole Lent was originally designed as a kind of journey of those who wanted to receive the Christian initiation, especially baptism, to be members of the body of Christ. And then later it is also added as for all of us, for the whole body of Christ, all those who are baptized for our renewal of the baptism during the Easter Vigil and with the whole Easter celebration. So if that is the case, and because of that, we have these readings on this first Sunday of Lent, which was speaking about the first reading, all the God is making a new covenant with Noah after the flood. So what is happening in the flood? In the book of Genesis itself, we read, in the beginning it was all chaos. And then God with the creation brought order to everything. He separated the waters from the earth, created the sky, the stars and everything, brought order. But then what happens? Because of the sin, everything fell into again a kind of chaos. So what is happening by this flood is, on the one hand, the destruction of all that evil crept into, a kind of complete cleansing, and through this flood, the waters of flood, they, Noah and the family, and through them, again the coming, the whole humanity is saved. And so, Peter is saying in the second reading, this Noah's incident, this great flood, was the prefiguration of the baptism. Now we read in the gospel, Jesus, after his baptism, the Spirit drove him into the desert. In the Gospel of Luke and Matthew, we read the Spirit led him to the desert. But here Mark is giving much more force. The Spirit drove him with much push, drove him into the desert. And there what happens, it is said, the Satan tempted him for 40 days. Again, in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, it is said, instead of Satan, the word used is devil. The devil tempted. So what is this Satan? What is this devil? And what is it doing? The word devil comes from the Greek word diabolos. which is a combination of two words, dia and bolos. Dia comes from the word actually meaning to throw into, and that same Latin equivalent we can see, dis, D-I-S, which we add into many of the English words like dismembering, disperse, many words like that, separating. And bolos comes from from another word, balein. So it is throwing into division, making so many pieces, fragmentation. Just opposite of integrity. Integrity again is another beautiful word, comes from integer, a Latin word meaning whole. Whole, complete. So what is happening there is a kind of tearing apart in the desert. See, in the case of Jesus itself, now he was living a kind of peaceful life as a carpenter in Nazareth. And now when he is looking forward, it's a life that is coming which will entirely tear him apart in order to give life. There's a beautiful poem written by Jan Richardson, an American poet. The name of the poem is A Blessing for Ash Wednesday. And this poem perfectly pictures what is happening in that tearing, what should happen, and what should we do during Lent. It goes like this. To receive this blessing, all you have to do is let your heart break. Let it crack open. Let it fall apart so that you can see its secret chambers, the hidden spaces where you have hesitated to go. Every path taken or left behind, every face you turn toward or turned away, every word spoken in love or in rage. It could take you days to wander these rooms, 40 at least. And so, let this be a season for wandering, for trusting the breaking, for tracing the tear that will return you to the one who waits, who watches, who works within the rendering to make your heart whole. Beautiful. So actually, that exactly should happen during this season of Lent. Going into our lives once again, where we have wandered, where we have gone away from God and from His purpose. Break open our lives, our hearts, our minds. And then see how can we build it together once again. But it is challenging. It is painful. A few years before, BBC produced a program called Extreme Pilgrim, based on the stories of Peter Ows Jones. There were three episodes, and the third episode was about his going, visiting, and staying in a cave in Egypt where the first hermit, Saint Anthony, not the Saint Anthony to whom everyone prays for lost things, this is the Saint Anthony, the first hermit who lived in the caves, in the deserts, in Egypt. Now there is a nice, beautiful, huge church and this monastery almost 334 kilometers southwest of Cairo. And from the monastery, if you go 2 kilometers up in the mountains, there are the caves in which Antony lived. So this Peter went there, and he lived there for 3 weeks, stayed there for 3 weeks. And at the end of the 3 weeks, he's reflecting, he's saying like this, "It was numb when I got here. Spiritual numbness. I know that now I was, and I am beginning to come alive again now, and it's painful. It's really painful. It's like being born." See the depth of those words and his experience. He's saying, "It was numb when I got here." Okay? Then he is saying, "I know that now." When he went there, he didn't know that he was spiritually numb. He was dead. But after spending 3 weeks in solitude, in prayer and fasting, now he is beginning to come to know that he was dead. Okay? And at the same time, he is saying, "Now I am beginning to live once again." And then he is saying, "It is painful. It is really painful. It is like being born." Exactly that is to take place in our Lent. It is painful because we have to challenge ourselves. Many times we feel so complacent, "Oh, we are good." And it is easy to feel good. And to challenge, it is painful. And Jesus is asking us to make use of this season of Lent, to challenge ourselves, and know that we are spiritually somewhere at least numb, and to break open and mold it again, be anew, renewed, and be born again. To be true Christians, to have Christ, to have God in our lives.